From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. A second more powerful earthquake has struck Kumamoto, Japan. The Associated Press is reporting that a second powerful earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 7.1 has struck southern Japan today, barely 24 hours after a smaller 6.5 magnitude quake hit the same region. Yesterday's quake killed 9 people, injuring 800 others, and bringing down multiple buildings. Japanese broadcaster NHK has said a number of calls have come in from residents since the second quake, reporting people trapped inside houses and buildings. Japan's meteorological agency has issued an advisory for a tsunami up to 1 meter along the west coast of the epicenter in Kumamoto. The agency is reporting that some swelling of waves has reached the coasts of Ariake and Yatsushiro. Some 5,000 soldiers, police officers, and firefighters had already been involved in recovery efforts after Thursday's powerful earthquake. A Kumamoto official said about 44,000 people spent the night in shelters after fleeing their homes after the first earthquake. There's no news as to their fate today. North Korea appears to have failed an attempt to launch a missile to mark the birthday of its founding president, Kim Il-sung. The launch of what appeared to be a medium-range missile was a fiery, catastrophic failure, a Pentagon spokesman said Friday. Captain Jeff Davis went on to say the missile was likely road mobile, given that the launch was from the country's east coast, not a location usually used for ballistic missiles. North Korea has repeatedly test-fired missiles in defiance of sanctions against such tests imposed by the UN. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter is visiting a U.S. warship in the South China Sea to emphasize the United States' commitment to security in that area, where territorial disputes have placed China at odds with several of its neighbors. Speaking Friday at the closing ceremony of a joint military exercise with the Philippines, Carter talked about the importance of security in the South China Seas.
It's said of this region that security is like oxygen. When you have enough of it, you pay no attention to it. But when you don't have enough, you can think of nothing else. Here in the Asia Pacific, through exercises like Balikatan and real-world operations, all of you, Americans and Filipinos, soldiers, sailors, airmen and Marines, provide that oxygen.
On Friday, Carter will be making his second visit to a U.S. warship in the hotly contested South China Seas since last November. China has protested the visit, saying the United States is taking a lopsided approach favoring China's rivals for territory in the South China Sea. British police have arrested 5 people on suspicion of preparing terrorist attacks. Authorities say the arrests are part of an investigation involving Belgium and France. Officials say 3 men and 1 woman were taken into custody in Birmingham on Thursday, while another man was held at London's Gatwick Airport on Friday. Democratic presidential candidates Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton debated in New York last night, 5 days ahead of that state's Democratic primary. Both candidates agreed that banks regarded as too big to fail are a risk to the economy and should be broken up. But that is where their consensus mostly ended. Both candidates have large followings in New York, but polls going into Thursday night's debate show Clinton with a double-digit lead over Sanders statewide. Brazil's Supreme Court has rejected an attempt by Dilma Rousseff to block the impeachment process against her. The high court decision on Friday clears the way for Congress to determine if she will face an impeachment trial. She's accused of illegal government accounting tricks to boost her re-election chances. And Germany has opened the way to the possible prosecution of a TV comedian who mocked Turkey's president, but it's up to the courts to decide whether any criminal act was committed. German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced Friday that her government will grant a Turkish request for the prosecution of Jan Böhmermann after he recited a crude poem about Turkey's president, despite diverging opinions within the German ruling coalition. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.